This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today I want to study with you the topic, How God Tests Our Love. You know, we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 22, If any man love not the Lord, let him be anathema. That makes clear that no man can be saved who does not love the Lord. Further, Jesus made clear, as recorded in Mark chapter 12, verses 29 and 30, that the great, the most fundamental commandment of all is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. And a second likened it is this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And thus we can see the crucial place which love has in the life of each one of us, or ought to have. And so we raise the question, since love is essential, none of us can be saved without loving God and loving our neighbor, how can we tell whether or not we really do love God? There are certain tests that are made clear in the Bible, certain ways that we can learn God tests our love. Let's think about some of these for just a while. First of all, we note that God tests our love by His bodily absence. We cannot have a sense experience of God. We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7, For we walk by faith and not by sight. Christianity is a faith system. It's based upon the testimony from God. We must learn of God's will and what He would have us to do by the study of His Word. Secondly, He tests our love by permitting a rival to plead for our affections. We live in a world for which we have a great affinity. The world calls out to us, and it's possible for a human being to love the world, as John made clear in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. And we're warned in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8, Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary the devil goeth about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. In the third place, God tests our love by having us to live in a world which is largely unloving. There are many people who do not love you. There are many people who will do harm to you. It's possible to be the victim of hatred, of murder, of chaos, of disease, and so forth. God allows us to suffer in this world. At least it's possible. We all know that it's possible for us to be a victim of a tornado, a hurricane, an earthquake, and so forth. And there are various books in the Bible which give a great deal of attention to this matter. For instance, the book of Job in the Old Testament. And there are many references to it in the writings of the Apostle Paul. And so we must continue to trust in God in spite of whatever may come our way, and not to complain and to murmur against whatever our situation may be. To degenerate into murmuring is to manifest a lack of trust and a lack of love for the Lord. In the next place, we note that God tests our love by having us to live with and to love others. We are involved in family situations, with our brethren in Christ, with strangers and with enemies. And all of these we must love. All of these we must will sincerely their welfare. God tests our love by demanding that we surrender what is dearest, in the sense that we allow nothing else to be more important to us than He. Our possessions, our material possessions, our ease, our loved ones, members of our own families and our friends, and even our very life, as Jesus made clear in Luke chapter 14, verses 26 to 36. And as the Lord made clear in Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give unto thee the crown of life. God tests our love by demanding that we obey what He commands. Jesus said in John 14 and 15, If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And we find in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3, a very important passage, For this is the love of God, that you keep His commandments. This simply makes clear to me that if I merely profess to love God, but then I will not bring into my life those things which are taught in the Bible, I will not submit my life to His plain teaching, then it becomes clear to me that I do not really love Him. God tests our love then by demanding that we live a life of trust, a life of taking Him at His word. Won't you sincerely question your own life, your own motives, and your own actions, with a view to testing yourself to see if you really do love the Lord?